Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code iHeart to get 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In November of 2021, NASA's Double Asteroid Redirection Test robotic spacecraft, called DART for short, took off into space on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket on a mission to intercept and change the orbit of an asteroid. Sometime in September or October of 2022, when DART is about 7 million miles or 11 million kilometers from our planet, this spacecraft, weighing 12,000 pounds or 550 kilos and costing $325 million, will reach its target, Dimorphos, a small asteroid that orbits a second, larger piece of space rock, Didymos, as the pair travels in an elliptical orbit around the sun. While Dimorphos is not on course to hit the Earth, it does provide a nice, safe target for testing technology that might someday help to protect the Earth from a catastrophic collision with a killer asteroid, such as the one that wiped out the dinosaurs and 75% of plant and animal life some 66 million years ago. When it reaches Dimorphos, DART will slam into the space rock at a speed of about 6.6 kilometers or 4.1 miles per second, hopefully giving the asteroid enough of a jolt to alter its orbit around its partner, just slightly, but enough that the alteration might be observed by telescopes on Earth. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Lindley Johnson, NASA's first-ever planetary defense officer. He said, DART is a test of the effectiveness of the kinetic impactor technique for altering an asteroid's orbital path and of the spacecraft technology used to deliver a kinetic impactor to the target asteroid. Crashing a spacecraft into an asteroid might sound easy, but it's not. HowStuffWorks also spoke with Andy Rivkin, the DART investigation co-lead from the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory, which is leading the project for NASA. He said, Dimorphos is the smallest object that has ever been a mission target, and we're coming in very fast with a need to impact on the first try without knowing fundamental things like Dimorphos's shape or exact size. It's about 3,600 feet, that's 1,100 meters, from the center of Didymus to the center of Dimorphos. And it's probably less than 2,000 feet, or 600 meters, from the surface of one to the surface of the other. We don't want to miss, and we don't want to hit Didymus. Furthermore, the spacecraft has to overtake that target at such a high speed that there's very little margin for error, the blink of an eye, according to the DART team. And to achieve the necessary precision, the spacecraft will be guided by SmartNav, a totally automated navigation system that requires no human input. The spacecraft will also utilize an imaging instrument called the Didymus Reconnaissance and Asteroid Camera for OpNav, aka DRACO, to see where it's going, but it'll only be able to see its target in the last hour before impact. HowStuffWorks also spoke via email with DART program scientist Tom Statler. He said, "If we ever need to carry out a kinetic impact to prevent a natural disaster, we might need to do so quite far from Earth, which would make autonomous control by the spacecraft absolutely essential. That's why we want to demonstrate and validate this technology with DART." Scientists don't really know what will happen when DART hits the asteroid, though. The thing is that although they have a pretty good idea of what Dimorphos is made up of, they're not sure how solidly that material is sewn together. If it's just a loose collection of rubble held together by gravity, that'll impact the impact of how much material is broken off into space and how much Dimorphos budges in its orbit. A DART is an early step in protecting human life from being wiped out by a space rock, but it also changes humanity's relationship to the cosmos. Up to this point, space has been something that we watch from afar and occasionally send brave souls to visit for brief periods. But now it's going to become something that humans can tinker with, just as we've altered our own planet. HowStuffWorks also spoke via email with Martin Elvis, an astrophysicist at the Center for Astrophysics, Harvard and Smithsonian, and author of the 2021 book, Asteroids: How Love, Fear, and Greed Will Determine Our Future in Space. He said, "Perhaps the biggest point is that DART will be humanity's first attempt to deliberately change the orbit of a solar system body. The amount we will change the orbital speed of Dimorphos will only be by less than a snail's pace, literally, of 4.6 feet or 1.4 meters per hour. Yet, it is not zero. The architecture of the solar system will be subtly altered." He says that while this doesn't have any immediate importance, it is symbolic. Quote, "There are those who will thrill to this stepping out of humanity. There are others who will say, not again, must we repeat our environmental mistakes only now on a far larger scale." Note that even an asteroid as small as Dimorphos could do a lot of damage if it struck Earth. It's puny compared to the massive asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs, whose size has been estimated at about 6 miles or 10 kilometers across. But Johnson notes that Dimorphos is 3 times the size and possibly 5 times the mass of the asteroid that created the Barringer Crater in eastern Arizona some 50,000 years ago. Johnson said, "It would impact with an estimated energy of roughly 10 megatons of TNT, larger than any nuclear bomb, and create a crater of a few miles in diameter and a quarter mile in depth. Blast effects might extend for 150 miles in all directions from the impact site. And the prospect of such disaster makes it conceivable that some future asteroid defense mission might need to target an object of Dimorphos' size." If DART works as planned, Johnson said, "It will validate both the kinetic impactor technique for planetary defense purposes and that current technology enables our ability to perform the deflection." But that doesn't mean that NASA will rush to build more spacecraft that can perform the same feat. Johnson explained, "A significant asteroid impact is an extremely rare natural disaster, and what techniques might be used to deflect one detected in advance would be very scenario-dependent, especially on how many years in advance it was discovered. Decades may pass before the next major impactor is discovered, and the planetary defense program of that time in the future may want to use the more advanced technology that will likely be available by then." Today's episode is based on the article, "NASA's DART Mission is Humans' First Attempt to Adjust the Cosmos," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Patrick J. Kiger. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang with assistance by Ramsey Yun. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.